Hello, Belinda speaking.
Hello, Belinda speaking. It's Stevie Price speaking here very slowly. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good from the Red Cross. My boss went in to give blood and they're still looking. He, you know, he's a bit, I don't know whether they'll be able to find any in him. How's things at the Red Cross?
Oh, well, we're always looking for donors, especially at the moment. So,
Tell me about that. I suppose after the bug, things have been a bit crook.
Yes, that's right. Well, we actually had a really good response
from donors
mm-hmm. throughout 2020 when we put the call out.
Yeah.
But right now, donors are really low. And so we're just looking for more people to come in and roll up their sleeves to get that to get that plasma to those donors that really need it and, you know, whose lives depend on it.
And that's a point. It's a blessing, saving a life by just laying back and a little jab and off you go and you get a pikelet. Tell me how many donations, let's have some figures, how many donations are needed?
Well, right now, over the next fortnight, we need across Queensland, it's 5,000.
Wow.
But locally, we need an additional 270 plasma donors, and that's just in the next, you know, couple of weeks. So
yeah.
That's on top of everyone who's booked in to donate. And that's quite a substantial amount, and that amount of plasma will make so much a difference to so many people's lives. So it's pretty urgent at the moment to get those donors in through the doors.
Can you tell me where the silly question, where the blood goes? I know where it goes, but what sort of needs are there?
It's blood and plasma are used for so many different things.
Mm.
One of the biggest uses is in the treatment of cancer. So the majority of donations go to help people undergoing cancer treatment. It's also used in trauma situations. We've had an increase in demand at the moment in Queensland.
Yeah.
And that's for things like trauma. Also elective surgery has increased, and often there can be complications and blood and plasma required. So it's used that. And also in obstetrics, a lot of new mothers and babies require blood and plasma treatments as well. So it's just used for so many different things. And the fact is that one in three of us will need it in our lifetime, which is quite astounding.
It's the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. Who can donate and how do we?
Well, it's very easy. Generally speaking, if you're fit and healthy and well and aged 18 or over, you're likely able to donate. And the easiest thing to do is you can jump online to do a quiz and book your appointment at lifeblood.com.au or just Google Give Blood. Or you can call us on 13 14 95. And we also have an app now. So just search the Donate Blood app. You can download that. All the information's there and you can book your appointments there as well.
So you can give blood over the phone?
Well, you can
put the phone. Can you put the phone next to your arm and it just goes?
I think we're a few years away from that happening. That'd make life easy.
Now, Belinda, this may be a bit of a hard question, but I need to ask you this because this has been something close to my heart. The mobile blood donor vans, that was a wonderful idea and it stopped. Have they ever thought of bringing something like that back?
Yeah, it's really a logistical issue.
Because
blood and plasma and everything needs to be transported under such strict conditions, and everything donated from around Queensland and northern New South Wales comes back to the Brisbane Processing Centre because it all has to get tested and processed there.
Of course, okay.
And then it gets dispatched from there. So just logistically, it's easy. It's more convenient to collect, and it's easier to collect from the static donor centres where they're not close to that processing centre.
Mm.
But yeah, it was brilliant. But we always just ask donors, if there's not somewhere near you to donate, then whenever you happen to be near somewhere, even if it's on holidays at the coast or wherever it might be, we'd love to see you wherever we have our donor centre.
And that's great. Red Cross, give blood. It was meant to circulate and save a life. Belinda, you're terrific. Well done for the great work you do.
Oh, thanks so much. And thank you to our wonderful donors. And we can't wait to see you in the donor centre.